2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
Severe Utah weather.
There's snow really coming down in the mountains right now, and the rain in the valleys could be here through the afternoon.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is out in the rain and begins our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, it's wet, it's cold, it's rainy, it's chilly. It is definitely quite the fall storm. And there even was a flooding warning at one point from the National Weather Service to watch for those ponding water, the standing water on the freeways and those streets that kind of dip down low. The canyon's looking pretty rough. Lots of snow falling in the Cottonwood Canyon. Snow plows are out there. And then that kind of rain-snow mix will move to those lower elevations. That snow in the higher elevations will keep going throughout the day. Park City, Kimball Junction, Cove Fort, I-15, I-70, seeing some snow on the traffic cameras there. And again, the rain probably lasting through the early afternoon. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
There are a lot of Utah families who have elaborate Halloween displays that have taken a beating with this current storm. KSL TV's Andrew Adams checked out a few homes where people were inspecting the damage.
It has been an intense storm, whether it was the rain or perhaps the wind a little bit earlier on. Maybe a little bit of a first world problem, but a lot of people have their yards and yard decorations on their mind with Halloween just a few days away. The good news, if you're into that, is that after we get soaked from a storm like this and it rolls out, should be decent weather until Halloween.
Andrew says one family told him most of their decorations are handmade, so they can't just run to the store and replace them.
Utah isn't the only place facing severe weather today. On the East Coast, a big storm is going to bring in a lot of rain, and people are being told to prepare for flooding.
The first nor'easter of the season taking aim at millions along the East Coast, with 8 inches of rain and winds up to 60 miles per hour. New York and New Jersey declaring states of emergency. Flood alerts in effect from the New Jersey shore to Boston.
ABC's Mona Kosar Abdi reporting.
Utah's changing climate.
In-depth coverage
on KSL News Radio.
Continuing our series now on the Great Salt Lake and how the shrinking lake impacts our local ecosystem. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt asks the question, is there anything we can do to help the lake other than just hope for more storms like the one we're getting today?
Biology professor Dr. Bonnie Baxter has been studying the Great Salt Lake for two decades now.
So we've been sounding the alarms because of some of the things we've seen this year, some of the impact on biology in particular.
Dr. Baxter is director of the Great Salt Lake Institute at Westminster College and says the low levels are threatening that biology as well as the economy.
I think a lot of people maybe don't realize how many jobs, thousands of jobs that are created by Great Salt Lake in the brine shrimp industry and the mineral extraction. Industry.
It might affect the ski industry down the road, too, not to mention the potentially toxic dust floating around. University of Utah Associate Professor Dr. Kevin Perry says the top solution is to get more water to the lake.
Rio Tinto Kennecott Copper Corporation actually just donated 21,000 acre feet of water to the Great Salt Lake, and it's the first transfer of water to the Great Salt Lake in the history of our state.
Doctors Perry and Baxter say some lawmakers are working on proposals for the upcoming legislative session to help get even more water to the lake. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Prosecutors say the damage done by a man who used his position with the Salt Lake City Police Department to aid a prostitution ring is beyond measure. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with more. Heather?
Well, Amanda, the information technology employee Patrick Driscoll was formally charged yesterday in court with 7 felony counts related to sex trafficking. KSL.com reports prosecutors may add even more charges, and they've asked Driscoll to be held without bail. According to charging documents, Driscoll accessed the names and phone numbers of undercover police officers who were investigating human trafficking crimes and also provided information on police operations occurring in areas where prostitution rings were in business. Prosecutors say Driscoll knowingly endangered the lives of countless law enforcement officers. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. An FDA advisory panel meets today to decide whether or not to authorize Pfizer's COVID vaccine for young children. ABC's Derek Dennis begins our team coverage.
It's a critical day for roughly 28 million children ages 5 to 11 in the U.S. FDA advisors considering whether Pfizer's COVID vaccine is effective and safe for that age group. Vote is expected late in the afternoon, and the White House is optimistic, buying some 65 million Pfizer pediatric doses ahead of time and urging parents to make appointments with their child's doctor while also putting clinics and school districts on standby. Once the FDA makes its decision, the CDC and its director will have the final say. First shots into those young arms could start next week. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Traffic on the freeways right now running slower than it would be for this time of the morning because of the wet conditions, especially I-15 northbound in Murray. It's about what you'd expect southbound between Kaysville and Farmington. Coming over from Tooele County through Magna on I-80 and both the 201 freeways, those are struggling off and on between 5600 West and I-215. And I-215 on both sides of the valley running slower than usual because of wet conditions going north particularly. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 7 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air. AnyHourServices.com. KSL News Time 7:06.
Some of the hundreds of Afghan refugees in Utah were invited to an event aimed at helping answer their questions and find the resources they need. Randy Watt is a retired colonel with the Utah National Guard who served in Afghanistan. He tells KSL TV's Debbie Worthen he's been helping get some of those he worked with out of the country.
They have been literally snuck out of Afghanistan and taken to either third countries where they were vetted and then moved to the United States.
There are reportedly about 1,000 Afghanis already here in Utah, with more already on the way.
The sales tax on food.
We're hearing more from a Utah lawmaker who is leading the push to eliminate the sales tax on food in our state.
This is an essential item that we are taxing.
Representative Rosemary Lesser is planning to run legislation aimed at eliminating the tax during the upcoming legislative session. She tells KSL-TV that while fiscal responsibility is part of our culture in Utah, there is a tax surplus right now that will cover the cost of eliminating the sales tax on food.
A printing mix-up sent voters empty ballot envelopes in the city of Roosevelt. Now they are trying to get ballots out before next week's election. Mail-in ballots must be postmarked by Monday, November 1st. Anyone who isn't able to get their ballot in the mail by Monday can fill out a provisional ballot instead. And just a reminder, in Utah, you can register to vote on Election Day in person.
Two people are dead and four injured after a shooting at the largest shopping mall in Boise, Idaho. ABC's Megan Trevisian tells us the shooter was taken to the hospital after yesterday's shootout with police.
Mall security sent out alerts, sending shoppers running for cover inside stores while others huddled together outside. Authorities working with hospitals to notify victims' families. Investigators believe the shooter acted alone. The motive, right now, unclear.
Shoppers who were near the shooting say everyone just started running once the shots rang out, and it was difficult to figure out what was going on.
CEOs from TikTok, Snapchat, and YouTube will testify in Congress today on how their sites protect teens and young adults. The Washington Post reports that it's the first for both TikTok and Snap, the parent company of Snapchat. Facebook representatives have testified 30 times in the past 4 years.
A search and rescue team in Colorado is sending out a warning to hikers. Answer your phone. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has the story.
The Lake County Search and Rescue says on Facebook that they were called out for an overdue hiker. They searched for the hiker for several hours at a spot where many people get lost on Mount Elbert. They also called the hiker's cell phone several times. They found out the next morning that the hiker had returned back to their lodging safely. And when rescuers talked to the hiker, they found out that they had ignored repeated phone calls from rescuers because it came from an unknown number. The rescue team now says that if you are ever overdue on a hike and start getting repeated phone calls, just answer it. It could be from someone trying to help. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
See, robocalls have ruined everything.
Just answer the phone. Yeah. It's 7:09. Let's see what Triple Team Traffic can tell us about your drive-in this morning here on the 7 o'clock report. Brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Andy Farnsworth back in the traffic center.
Well, the roads are as wet as they get without actually having snow on them right now, especially as you travel through Salt Lake County. I-15 and I-215's west side belt running slower than usual between middle of the valley up to the 21st South Freeway I-80 interchanges. Coming out of Tooele, SR-36, surprisingly not worse than it is, only some minor slowdown Stansbury Park and Lake Point. And then you can get onto I-80 and maintain the speed limit until you get about to the airport before you see some real reductions in speed. Jason?
Slowing in the same spot as it was before, southbound I-15, around 2nd North in Kaysville is when you start to slow down there. And you're going to be basically that way all the way down to the Legacy Split. Southbound on the west side belt, we are still seeing some brake tapping going on about 7th North, but that's pretty much the only thing over there. 89 and Legacy themselves remain clear. Eric?
Looks good in Utah County as far as your pace is concerned. You do have wet roads, so be careful. But right now you're looking at 30 minutes northbound from Spanish Fork on the freeway up to Point of the Mountain. The city streets still filling in. If you're going out to Heber City through Provo Canyon, of course, that warrants a little bit more attention because of the possible snow falling there. And you do have some westbound slowing now in Parley's Canyon between Parley Summit and the East Canyon exit. Of course, wet roads as well. Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Their technicians helped over 60,000 Utah homeowners last year. Google Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and Grant's here with the hourly forecast now on the 7 o'clock report.
Cold temperatures this morning with rain and the snow showers, 35 degrees, 7 a.m., only 43 at noon with more showers, 49 with showers kind of wrapping up at 4 p.m., still chilly though, and then 42 degrees at 7 p.m. with mostly cloudy skies. That's your hourly forecast. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now in Salt Lake City, 37 degrees.
Imagine this. Pretty soon you'll have the opportunity to go to the rental car counter and rent a Tesla. We'll tell you more about that in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
Well, the feds say they made a massive coupon crime bust worth millions of dollars. New details from the FBI reveal that a Virginia Beach couple had been sentenced to 20 years in prison, federal prison, for a counterfeit coupon scheme. They made nearly $32 million that they spent on high-end home renovations. Court documents say agents found fake coupons in every nook and cranny of the home and or when they searched it.
A $20,000 Andy Warhol drawing is up for sale for just $250. It's because the art collector who owns the piece used digital technology and a robotic arm to recreate Warhol's exact strokes and used heat, light, and humidity to artificially age the paper, creating 999 fake versions. And now the collective says they don't know which one is the real thing. Mm. So they're all being sold as possible real Warhols.
What a world we live in.
Yeah.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos has a wild new proposal to let people vacation in space. Bezos wants to build a commercial space station called Orbital Reef. The station could one day host experiments in space manufacturing and vacation getaways. NASA is expected to help with the project. The agency called for commercial space station proposals.
I want to be able to breathe on my own when I'm on vacation. Maybe you can. I don't know.
Do you have the desire to go to space at all?
No, I'm not that adventurous.
I would love to do it just one time.
Mm. When the Braves and Astros take the field at Game 1 of the World Series tonight, there will be experts on hand to certify game-used memorabilia.
In the stadium tonight and at every Major League Baseball game will be ex-law enforcement recruited by the league to work as authenticators. They take game-used items that can be sold as memorabilia as they come off the field, authenticate them, and put a hologram on them that links to an online ID where they can be looked up. Michael Posner, Director of Authentication and Memorabilia for Major League Baseball, says without that hologram, what you buy may very well be fake.
If it's on the field, it's going to be authenticated. Bases, broken bats, baseballs, jerseys, pants, caps.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
Well, we now know what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers gave a fan who received Tom Brady's 600th touchdown football, the first ever in history of the league. Before players knew it was the record ball, the Bucs gave Byron Kennedy two signed jerseys, a helmet from Brady, a signed Evans jersey, the guy that caught the pass, and his game cleats, $1,000 worth of credit at the team store, two season passes for the rest of this season, and today they're reporting that Brady will also be giving Kennedy a Bitcoin. Which, by the way, I looked at the value right now would be about $63,000.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice catch.
That was a nice catch is right. Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, the Utah Jazz announced the team's first chief experience officer. Andrea Williams' job will be to focus on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives within the organization. The franchise says this should help deliver a world-class experience for all guests, partners, and employees.
The Braves and the Astros play tonight in Houston for Game 1 of the World Series. Both teams are coming off a six-game series, with the Astros eliminating the Boston Red Sox and the Braves knocking off the Los Angeles Dodgers.
A hologram concert with Whitney Houston opens in Las Vegas tonight. The holograph Whitney will be singing digitally remastered versions of her original live performances. There will be dancers, a live band, and backup singers also on stage.
We're in the middle of a bomb cyclone. Now, that sounds scarier than it is. It just means we're getting a ton of rain in a short period of time. What it means? Top 10 wettest Octobers in history. And how much is this going to help our reservoirs? Today on Dave and Dujanovic.
KSL News Time 7:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a cold, rainy day and snow in the higher elevations that could come a little bit lower as this storm lasts into the afternoon. Also, watch for big ponds of water around the valleys. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, the FBI now helping with the investigation in Boise, Idaho, where a shooter killed two and injured four others in a shopping mall.
Third, a quick check of that drive is brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home.
Still have slow spots around the valley because of wet conditions, 215's East Belt, the 201 freeway, and I-15 in the middle of the valley. Early slowdowns. We don't usually see them this time of the hour, usually later in the hour. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Rain and snow showers, 49. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We have rain and 38 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. For some parents, it is the week they have been waiting for. The FDA's scientific advisors deciding today whether to approve Pfizer's vaccine for children.
There are nearly 30 million kids 5 to 11 years old in this country, and Dr. Francis Collins at the National Institutes of Health told ABC News giving them a shot of the Pfizer vaccine would protect them from getting sick.
And they also are capable of spreading this to others, so if we can create a situation where more of these kids are not getting infected, we should be able to drive this pandemic down.
The administration has already purchased enough pediatric doses to fully vaccinate all American children in the age group. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The CDC would still need to approve the shots after the FDA panel's recommendation. Pro-democracy protests blocking roads in Sudan's capital with makeshift barricades and burning tires. The country's top general, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, says that the prime minister is being detained at the company's own home, not in a prison. The military coup happening as the country had tried to transition to democracy. ABC's Connor Finnegan.
Burhan and other military leaders said that they would install a new technocratic government until Sudan could hold democratic elections next July. But the Sudanese people are not buying it. Thousands came out into the streets to demonstrate against the military coup, just as they had last Thursday, actually. They had poured into the streets in Khartoum and across the country to once again demonstrate their support for this transitional government, for civilian rule, and for democratic elections next year.
The leaders of a Senate panel have called execs from YouTube, TikTok, and Snapchat to face questions on whether the companies are doing enough to ensure young users' safety. That move following hearings with Facebook whistleblower Francis Haugen. Facebook on a call with investors this week telling them the company's profits up 17% in the second quarter. From the Northeast to the Midwest to the Pacific Northwest, nasty weather making the morning commute difficult for a lot of Americans. This is ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. There's going to be a lot more Teslas on the road thanks to Hertz rental cars.
ABC's Janae Norman reports on the new deal that's made Tesla a trillion-dollar company.
Hertz electrifying its fleet and energizing Tesla stock, driving the automaker to top the trillion-dollar market cap this morning, joining the ranks of Apple, Microsoft, Google, and Amazon as the rental car company bets big on battery-powered.
Investors are very enthusiastic about the future and the outlook for this company. They see almost unlimited future growth for electric vehicles coming from Tesla.
Hertz, barely out of bankruptcy, filing Chapter 11 last year, but rebounding with travel and a red-hot rental car market, helping the company clear $5 billion in debt and securing billions more to reinvest. Hertz ordering 100,000 Tesla Model 3s by the end of next year, a base price of $40,000 each, adding up to more than $4 billion in revenue for Tesla. Stock shares soaring about 13% Monday to record highs, topping $1,000, and bulking up the net worth of Tesla CEO Elon Musk by about $23.7 billion, making the world's richest man even richer, now worth, by some estimates, about $253 billion. And Hertz now teaming up with Tom Brady to showcase how it's making EV rentals fast, seamless, and more accessible with the single largest order of electric vehicles ever.
Well, I'll tell you, that number given by Janae Norman there was less than MarketWatch was reporting this morning. They said on that stock surge, Elon Musk made $36 billion in a single day.
Wow.
And he tweeted that Hertz is paying the same price for the Tesla cars as consumers do. They reportedly did not get a discount, in case you were wondering.
I'm excited about that because I've always wanted to drive a Tesla, but I know I'd never buy one.
I got to drive one.
Oh, did you really?
It was an amazing experience.
And so now I'll be able to rent one through Hertz, and I'm looking forward to it. I bet it was amazing.
Yeah. A little scary, though, when somebody tells you to take your hand off the wheel, engage the autopilot, and just relax.
Yeah.
Hard for
sure.
Me to do. That's the in-depth at 15 and 45.
Let's get into the look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And back to you, Andy.
Slowdowns I-215 on the west side at the turn to I-80 near the airport. We've got a little bit of slowing on Bangor Highway, West Jordan, South Jordan at a couple of the intersections. And then again at the 201 freeway. No crashes, though, at the moment as you come out of Tooele on I-80, 201, or on SR-36. Jason?
No accidents up north either, but the slowdown starts southbound I-15 just before you get to 200 north in Kaysville, all the way down to the Legacy Split. That's where that's going to be. And then after that, you're good the rest of the way into the Salt Lake Valley. Tapping the brakes a couple times southbound on the west side belt around 7th north. And it's fairly busy right now at the south gate of Hill Air Force Base as well. Eric?
Had a couple of crashes in Utah County. One southbound I-15 on the wet roads in Provo. This is approaching the Center Street exits over on the right shoulder. The other one is an American Fork on State Street. This is at the North County Boulevard intersection, according to a traffic trooper. Thanks for sending that in. And we do have some eastbound and westbound slowdowns right there. North County Boulevard's also 1100 East. Is the IRS harassing you? Are tax problems ruining your life? Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox help. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com. Eric Butler in KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nights. Here's your 7-day forecast with Grant.
We got rain and snow today. Temperatures top out only about 49 in the afternoon. Tomorrow, 53 and more scattered showers. Partly cloudy up to 58 on Thursday. Reaches 62 Friday, though. Lots of sunshine that day. A few more clouds on Saturday. Not too bad. 60 degrees. A few hit or miss showers on Sunday, Halloween Day, 58. And then partly cloudy, 57 on Monday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, let me see, light rain and 38 degrees in Ogden. Cloudy and 39. And in Provo, rain showers and 38 degrees.
You've been listening to the 7 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air. AnyHourServices.com, KSL News Time, 723.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.